Welcome to Chapter 5, where we're going to explore the fascinating world of protoplasm and cell components. So, why is this chapter so important? Well, understanding the structure of a cell is crucial because it helps us comprehend how cells function, and that's essential for understanding life itself. I mean, think about it, cells are the building blocks of life, and knowing how they're put together is vital for understanding how living things work. So, let's start with protoplasm, which is the living substance of the cell. It's an aqueous, translucent matrix that appears grayish or faintly brown, and it's made up of all the cell's components, including the cytoplasm, nucleus, and membrane-bound compartments, all enclosed by the plasma membrane. Now, you might be wondering what protoplasm is made of. It's basically built from carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, iron, phosphorus, and sulfur, combined as carbohydrates, proteins, lipids, mineral salts, and water. That's quite a mix, right? Now, let's take a closer look at some of the key cell components. The nucleus, for example, is like the control room of the cell, storing genetic material, controlling all cellular activities, and helping with cell division. It's also responsible for transmitting characters and directing protein synthesis. Then there's the nucleolus, which is like a factory for ribosomes, producing rRNA and ribosomes. Can you imagine a tiny factory inside a cell, producing the very things that help the cell function?